Shalom Aleichem, sweetie friend. This is Shri Shasul Sluas. For Yaakov and Sarah Esther, let's see what Chagam Bekarov. Han Reza Basmeir and Rivka, Leda Kali Yala Bar Vishanim, Rachav Avishas Agidav, Arichus Yamim Vishanim Tovos, and for Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, let's see Moshe Ben Es Ben Sarah Leia, they should have Rachav Atzlacha, Bucha Masei Deim, and for Shmuel Ben Yamin, Metishna Rachaleah, Rachav Atzlacha, Bucha Masei Yadav. We learn the Sugi of Imbe Machteres, Yimotzi Aganav, Din Machteres, Above a machteres, somebody who digs into somebody's house. Ganav, who comes into someone's house, and a din roidef. In be machteres, yimati aganav, v'hukav ames. Ein lo damim, says the pasuk in parashas Mishpatim perichov beis pasuk aleph. One is allowed to kill a bab machteres. And we're basing this shir on the wonderful sefer Masa Yad, parashas Mishpatim. And the din of roidef, the achronim prove that the din miso that's chal on the rodef is not only because of hatzolas chiyus hanirdaf or la hatzolas harodef from the aveira, but rather it's an onesh miso on the rodef. The rodef has an onesh miso, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Gimel Amud Aleph, chi onshin min adin. It's called an onesh. Also, there's a din ayin beis amud beis that rodef shouldn't require hasra. It's midin onesh, and because it is, it's also shayach by a rodef, the din of kim lebi derabim mine, because it's an onesh. However, even in an instance where it's not shayach to have an onesh on the rodef, there is still a din misa on him al tzatzolas hanirdaf, as is mefurish in the Yad Ramah. That's why katan harodef nitan latzilo benavshu, even though he's not bar onshin. The reason is because of Atzalas Hanirdaf. And even though we can say my chazis, who says his blood is redder, maybe the cotton's blood is redder. No, the answer is since he is a din rodev, we no more have a din of my chazis, nifka din of the my chazis, that's it, no more my chazis. And the cotton is killed out to rodev. And we say, Haba lahargucha hashkem lahargo. And also, when there's not a din of pikuach nefesh klapei anirdof, like by a ben Noach, if there's no din pikuach nefesh, but there's still a din rodef. Like Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Rotzeach. So we have din rodef alts onesh, and we have din rodef alts hatzolos hanirdof, and Hatzalas HaRodev Mehaveru. Now, Linyan Baba Machteres, even though the Gemara and Ayin Beis Amid Beis in Sanhedrin compares it to the Din of Rodev, nevertheless we see in the Rishonim Agoreis HaChilik. In Rashi, in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Pesachim, writes about a Baba Machteres that it's a Rishus Lahargo. And the Zoya Atkishraib Tosus Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph Dibur Maschil Af. And so to the Rambam, Perek Tes, Megineva, Alocha Zayin, writes Virishus. Not only that, we see more than this. The Rambam brings the din of Baba Machteres in Luchas Geneva. And also in Sefer HaMitzvos, Reish Lamites, the Rambam brings it near the din of Ganav, who's Chayiv B'Tashlumei Kefil V'Dalet V'Hei. Oh, Rambam says, or we kill him if he's Baba Machteres. And Din Rodev, the Rambam brings much later in Reish Mem Zayin. So we see that Baba Machteres is in the parish of Ganav. Din Rodev is a different parish, even though the Gemara does compare it to Din Rodev. So there are there's similarities, but there are also contrasts. We could say B'das HaRambam that Baba Machteres is only a din hatzol on the balabais, and that lechora is pshat nesugi and yuma pei hei, that we learn from Vav Machteres that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So we see that it's a din hatzala on the Baal HaBayis. That's Baba Machteris. That's what we could say. The only problem is, in Sanhedrin, we say there's a din of Kimle B'Drabi Minein of Baba Machteris, that if he's Shover Kalim, he's Pater. So it's Muchach, that it's an Onesh. And also we include in the Gemara that you can kill him with any Misa. So it must be it's a din onesh, because if it's a din hatzala, pshita my nafkamina beis misa. But if it's a din onesh, the Chiddush the Gemara is saying you take him with any onesh. This baba machteres. And the Meiri and the Ran write that lechatchila misasu b'sayif. So obviously, then if there's a specific punishment that one must give lechatchila, so it's midin onesh. On the other hand, from the Sugi and Yuma that we mentioned, it would seem that it's only Midin HaTzelis HaNirdav. Like Rashi says, Midin HaBala HaRgacha. And we can explain the reason that a Ganav is coming for money, and if the Baal HaBayis doesn't stand up to him and try to stop him, he's not going to kill him. We just say that the Baal HaBayis isn't Chayav to be Mevater on his money. Because chazaka ain't the mamid atzma mamono. A person's mamon is his life. That's why he's allowed to endanger himself a little bit for parnasa. Ain't the mamid atzma mamono. But I'll kopan him. That the ganav is coming to kill him is only because of this chazaka. But he's not really a Rodef, and therefore you can't say it's in the same category as Rodef Mamish. And so explained the Farshi HaRambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. We find a big chiddush in the Magen Avraham and Shin Chav Tesiv Kotnei that if someone's Baba Mechteres b'Shabbos, you should just let him take the money, not be Mechal Shabbos. He's not a regular Rodef. And that's how we can explain why the Rambam and Tosfos say that it's only Rishus B'Yad Baal HaBayis L'Hargo. But it's not a mitzvah as we say the Gabe Kol Rodef. Because a different parasha, Baba Machteres, is only Rishus. It's only out to the Chazaka that one's allowed to kill him. But if one would just let him take it, he wouldn't kill. Chazak is that if he comes in, if you stop him, then he's going to try to kill you, so you're allowed to kill him first. But it's not a classical rodef, and therefore it's only a rishus. Mashen can a regular rodef is a mitzvah. Ki yotzeb is a explains the bi'afike yam and chelik peis, sof simen mem. For this reason, there's room to be mechadish. But that the Meiri and the Ran write that Baba Machteres lechatchila hargo b'sayif, that's only with respect to every person. When another person is killing him, it's Midin Rodef. But the Baal HaBayis is killing him Midin Habala Hargacha Hashkem Lahargo. Baal HaBayis isn't killing him Mitzad regular Din Rodef. Baal HaBayis is killing him Mitzin Habala Hargacha Midin Agola Hashkem Lahargo. Therefore, in this instance, we can say when it's referring to the Baal HaBayis, there's no din lahargo b'sayif. Because it's not a psak of misa. It's midin haba lahargacha. So if it was a psak din of misa, then you give him a proper misas, kiviyachol misas based in sayif. A specific type of misa. But here it's Midin HaBala HaRgacha. it's meduyik in the Meiri, who writes l'inyan kol adam, since we're done him like a rodef, we consider him like a rodef, so therefore it's roi l'hargo b'sayif. But mashenken, if it's a balabais, there is no such thing. And also we can explain Rashi in the Mishnah Sanhedrin only talks about the balabais, l'char tzarechi and gadol. In the Gemara we include huka biyad kol adam. Why does Rashi write dafka balabais? We can say that Rashi is saying that l'gabe balabais is a separate din. It's midin haba l'hargacha hashkem l'harga. Al Shem Sofa. So is the lashon of Rashi and Brachas. That Abala Hargacha is like the Balabais. Ashenkin Legabe Acherim. The din of Ababa Machteris is like every other Rodef. So, Ababa Machteris is a different. The balabais is a different din vis-a-vis the baba machteres and everybody else. The gabe everybody else is like a rodef, and the gabe balabais is one kills a mitzad abala hargacha. Now we understand the Gemara in Yuma that a baba machteres is midin pikuach nefesh v'atzala. We learn that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Because we can say that the Gemara is learning from the fact that the balabais kills him, that it's midin pikuach nefesh habala harga chashkem laharga. The Gemara doesn't learn the din of pikuach nefesh from every rodef, because there is no din of pikuach nefesh. It's a din misa on the rodef, chiyuv misa, and only in baba machteres legabe the balabais that it's midin pikuach nefesh. We can learn the din of pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. And it's also muchach from the Gemara that calls a baba machtera safik roidev safik baal mamen. So it's not mamish a roidev. So meduik in the lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, fuka b'chol adam sakadai tachamina. Balabais who the kimle, the ain adam, etc. Kamash milan de roidef huv acher nami. So we see that balabais and roidef are two different dinim. We have a din of balabais, and the Gemara says there's another din of roidef. Balabais doesn't need roidef. Even before we got to roidef, we already had balabais. You might think it's dafka balabais, so kamash milano is a rodef, but balabais is different. It's a different gedder. What's the gedder of the balabais? Habala harga chashkem lahargo. What's the din of kol adam? Midin rodef. Look in the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, who writes with respect to the rodef. The aval pisha dain lo harak. So look there in the Kesef Mishnah. So what's pshat in the Rambam? The chiddush b'din rodef is even though he still hasn't killed, he still has an onesh misa. He hasn't yet killed. He still has an onesh misa. Rambam there writes, Legabe Rodef, im his hiru vare Rodef. They warn him, and he's a Rodef. You have to have a Hazhara. But that's Dafka Legabe Acher. But Legabe the Balabayis, the Nirdef himself, you don't even need an Hazhara. It's the Sheet of the Rivash as well. The Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Tafresh, he discusses instances where one isn't chayev in murder, like if somebody ties him up before a lion, since the Roitzeach is not Chayev Misa. If this guy is killed, so he's also not killed Mitoras Roidev. And so it's the Balaturim in the Parsha. And the explanation is that since Din Roidev is an Onish Misa, it's not Shaykh to give an Onish Misa when the person is not going to be Chayev Mishum Ritzicha. However, there's still a din hatzalam nirdef. So the gabe the balabayis that it's a din of habala hargacha. That's even if there's going to be no ritzicha, there's still a din of habala hargacha. Hashkim lahargo. So mirtz Hashem, b'li neder, we will continue this discussion in a future shir. We should all be zocha lumo do the lamid lishma v'lasi. The kaim is called divrei tzama torasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom shalom. Sweetest friend.